All right, so today we are doing our significant digit in this segment of the program. And our significant digit deals with abortion. And the fact that Chief Squishy Justice John Roberts, not shockingly, decided to side with the liberals in this case. So first of all, what I need from all y'all, before y'all rush off to Taylor Marshall's show in 30 minutes, which, no hate on Taylor Marshall, guy's amazing, but I understand that a lot of y'all are going to flee, so let me get this in now. Please stop referring to the Supreme Court as a conservative court. Can we just not do that anymore? It is not a conservative majority. This week, or this last 2 weeks have shown you that it is not a conservative court in any way, shape, or form. Not only, it's like the Hydra. You chopped off one, i.e. Anthony Kennedy retired, and two sprung up in his place. What do I mean? The crucial swing vote, right? Used to be Kennedy, and only all eyes fixed on Kennedy. Kennedy left, and it's a dogpile between Roberts and Gorsuch to see who can be the new swing vote. I guess I understand. They are human, and if you are the swing vote on the Supreme Court, man, do you get such nice articles written about you and about how important you are, and if without you, you are the turning point. So I get Roberts and Gorsuch vying for that spot, because nobody writes articles on Sonia Sotomayor. Nobody writes articles on Justice Clarence Thomas. The only time we hear about Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the last time she's been in the hospital. So if you're in that spot, if you are in that swing vote spot, man, the news will slobber over you. Vox will write 3,000-word salads appealing to you. Oh, please, see the good in our cause. And you'll be forgiven for those times when you side with those evil conservatives because you've done such great work on other things. You get a pass. And for somebody like Roberts, who is more concerned with his obituary than his final judgment, and I am not trying to say this in a non-charitable way, but the facts are in, okay? The evidence is present. When faced with a choice of his eternal soul or his biography, Roberts, time and time again, chooses his biography. He chooses this life over eternal life. Well, Richard, church and state. You can't give me church and state because church and state means nothings. Because if this vote was down to Sonia Sotomayor or Elena Kagan or Ruth Bader RoboCop Ginsburg, you know they would have taken their personal opinion, their personal belief system, and crafted it into law. Why in the hell can't Catholics do that? Why in the H-E double hockey sticks, let's be nice, even though I already blew it, but I can't just say it 15 times. Why in the darn tootin' can't Catholics see this and do the same damn thing? Nope. Because Justice John Roberts reflects America, right? According to this study from Gallup.com's Linda Sad, 48% of the population calls themselves, quote unquote, pro-choice or pro-murdering babies, while only 46 consider themselves pro-life. Of course, that has changed. It's gone back and forth between 49 to 46. And over the past decade, it's been right down the middle. So, of course, John Roberts has nothing to lose. It's not as if Catholics are going to demand that his bishop call him out and deny him the body and blood of our Lord and Savior. He's probably not even going to church. He probably have a dispensation. He's probably at home watching cartoons on Sunday morning at this point anyway. It's not like there is any repercussion in this life for it. But that's our number. It's 48% of Americans are okay with murdering babies. Are okay with the fact that as of right now, this very moment, in the United States, we've murdered 428,915 babies. Did Justice John Roberts take that into account before he made his decision? Probably not. Probably not. Didn't really care. Didn't really affect him. Because he's not going to face pushback. Because let's be real, at this point, the court bows to the will of the mob. Right? We're told myths about how the court is untouchable. We're told that they have lifetime appointments. And why do they have these lifetime appointments? It's very easy, sir. They have them. So they will not be influenced by the topics of the day, by passions of the people. Nope. The mob for Kavanaugh was a message to Roberts, and Roberts showed them in this term that he has heard it. He has heard the message of the mob, and he will dare not go against it. So that's why you can put, there's no reason to put your faith in the court. And I think a lot of us hang on to the court system as some kind of band-aid for what ails us here in these United States. Right? I just saw something here that President Trump just confirmed his 53rd associate or appellate justice on the circuit, which is more almost, he's done 53 in 3.5 years, where Obama did 55 in 8. So people say, hey, we have the courts, man. We just have to keep going with the courts. Yeah, that's fine. I think it's good. Granted, I'll go with Joe and Joe. I'd rather take 90% on Trump judges than 100% on Biden judges. I agree with Joe and Joe 100% on that. But at the same time, I have to step back. And I have to say to myself, hey, why should we even care at this point? We do not have shared values. We do not have any kind of unity, racial or whatever, any other kind. So what do we think here? Well, the simple situation or the simple solution is this. And a lot of people have been picking up steam, finally, what Mike Church has been talking about. And by the way, since we're talking about it, go to MikeChurch.com/shop and grab the book, Is Davis a Traitor? Because you're going to want to read up on secession, because you've got quote-unquote intellectual thought leaders like David French who are going to argue against it. And we just need to stick together. We just need to stay together and vote for a real Republican, not a Trump, but a but a Romney or a McCain, and that'll fix things. These people need to go away. These people need to go away. And like I said in the first segment, sides are drawn, folks. Sides are drawn. And what are we saying here? We're saying, listen, Catholics and others, my evangelical brothers and sisters, can you live in a state that supports and worships at the altar of abortion? My brothers and sisters, my Catholic brothers and sisters in Rhode Island, what the hell are you doing? You have such a history there. You are good Catholics. I am one. I am a Rhode Islander. I'll always be one. But you exist in a state with a former Catholic governor that worships at the idol of abortion. That's right. In the chat room at crusadechannel.com/. I'm going to vote, man. I'm going to vote so hard. I'm going to press that button. Woo, you better watch it. You better watch how I vote. I don't know. After I'm done, which, by the way, yesterday I published step 4, handgun size, on the Acting All Crusadery blog and the 6 steps to buying a first handgun. I might start doing, we'll call it fan fiction. How an actual breakup would look. I mean, I'll put it on the Acting All Crusadery blog. It's not going to be anything fleshed out, but what happens if the United States decides to formally have a nice national divorce, right? What do you do if you live in a state like Rhode Island or California or Illinois or New Mexico and you're a conservative and you want to get the hell out before you're left there? I'm thinking there's definitely ways to do it. There's definitely ways to do it. Thank you, Bradley. Be like Bradley. Be like CRM114 in the chat room, donating at crusadechannel.com/chat. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work, guys. We got a long way to go. But this whole myth, especially coming up on the 4th of July, folks, especially, people tell us we can't separate the Union as we come up on a holiday that celebrates the separating of the colonies from essentially the owners, right? The separation of the colonies from Great Britain. You can't secede from the United States. Hey, happy 4th of July when we left Great Britain. The cognitive dissonance that happens there. This is probably the time to talk about it during this weekend. Hey, y'all having those hot dogs because we left the United Kingdom or we left the British Empire? Yeah, why don't we do that now with the American Empire? Oh, we can't do that. Oh, I'm glad we didn't listen back in 1776. Even though there was a large segment of the population in the middle who didn't want anything to do with it. You had the 3%ers, the loyalists, and everybody in the middle. Right? And I get it, the joke that, you know, conservatives and we don't have time to protest and do any of this other stuff because we've got jobs to do, right? We've got to go to work. Well, that excuse doesn't work anymore because we're being overrun, guys. Guys and gals. And I'm with Mike. Mike Church, the Mike Church Show. Every morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm with all my evangelical brothers and sisters, man. get in, right? Anybody who has kids or anybody from my generation that watch Mean Girls, get in, loser. Get in, loser. We're going to go separate from the United States. I don't care who you are. If you're committed to being pro-life, and you're committed to worshiping God, I'm all in with you. But then again, folks, it's not that easy because I got my squishy governor here in Texas who is just so desperate. He wants that seat in the Oval Office. He'll never have it. So we have to have more support on that. Well, this does seem like a ramble, but it's rooted in this belief, or it's in this fact. 48% of the people polled this month are okay with the murder of babies. You cannot live in a society that does that.